Massachusetts Republican U.S. Senate candidate Beth Lindstrom wants to take on Elizabeth Warren in the general election this fall, but first she has to win a three-way primary race next month. Lindstrom is a former official in the Romney administration. We had her in to talk about the issues and started with the new convictions facing two top former Trump confidants, Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen, because it's possible the impeachment issue could face the next Congress. But Lindstrom told us it's too early to talk about impeachment hearings for President Trump.
I would let the legal process play out, let Mueller do his job, and let's see what happens down the road. But I think impeachment is a very, very divisive process, and there needs to be a lot of evidence. And so the evidence against the president, I don't think there's enough today.
If the president fires Special Counsel Robert Mueller or pardons Michael Cohen or Manafort, would that change your mind about impeachment?
I don't think he should take any of those actions. I think the process needs to play out.
All right. You approve of the GOP tax cuts, which skew toward the rich. But what about the deficit costs? Treasury Department data show the budget deficit spiked sharply to $77 billion in July. There's a 21% deficit increase in 2018 compared to the same period in 2017. Is that fiscally responsible government?
What the president is trying to do is stimulate the economy, and it is working. I'm a small business owner. Our sales are increasing because people have more money in their pockets. Government doesn't create jobs. People do.
But Trump administration spending on the budget has really driven the budget deficit up. So at what point in your career would Senator Lindstrom say, you know, it's time to return to traditional Republican values and create more of a balance here so we start chopping away at the deficit?
No, I think day one, we have to stop spending. We need to look at what we need to have and then what's nice to have. Wouldn't that be nice if we could go back to zero-based budgeting and say, here's what we want to do, and here's how we're going to fund it. Unfortunately, government isn't structured like that. There's no incentive to cut back on spending because my experience in state government is if you don't spend it, then you don't get it again.
Let's talk about the people you're running against.
Sure.
What sets you apart from your GOP primary competition in a big picture sort of way?
So in the big picture, the most recent big picture is that I show up to debates. This has been a problem with my two opponents. So that's unfortunate because it deprives voters to see who we are and talk about our differences. So the big difference between Jeff Deal and myself is that he's a career politician. You look at Jeff, who was, you know, against the pay raise, and then when no one was looking, he took it. And that sours people on politicians. We don't need to send another politician to D.C. With John Kingston, his problem is that he funded a third-party candidate in Utah when his nominee didn't win the presidential primary. And now he's trying to run as the pro-Trump candidate. And he's just not credible. So the biggest difference is my background. I'm a mom. I'm a small business owner. I have a different perspective than these other two gentlemen in this race.
Let me ask, if you get through the primary in a couple of weeks, of course, you'll face Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's expected to be quite strong and the favorite. Mm-hmm. If you had to pick one single issue on which you believe Senator Warren has most failed Massachusetts, what would it be?
I would be on tax reform. She said that these tax cuts were going to be horrible and that people were going to die. That's pretty extreme. She said if the Democrats get control of the Congress, that she would put a lot of the taxes back in. And she said she'd want to raise that top rate to almost, you know, floor would be 50%, the top would be 80%. I think that's pretty drastic.
Tell me how you think you're going to beat Senator Warren in November.
Sure. Well, I ran Scott Brown's first race, and I remember when there was four of us out there. You looked at the behavior, the motive for people going out to vote, and it was about the Affordable Care Act. This time around, it is about Elizabeth Warren herself, and it is about her running for president and leaving us behind. Because I hear it. I go around this state. I don't just talk to Republicans. There's only 11% of them anyway. I talk to unenrolled. I talk to independents, and I talk to Democrats. And when I have Democrats tell me, Beth, you know what? I'm a Democrat. I can't vote for you in the primary, but I will vote for you in the general because she's got to go. That is the emotional reaction to her and what she's doing. So I believe that strong out there. When I got into this race, her negatives were at 40%. They've hovered 38 to 40% for 3 years. When you're a sitting U.S. senator, that's big. So she knows she has problems. That's why she's come back to do these town halls. So I think there's an opportunity. And when we get there and when we can take gender off the table and have debates about issues, I think people will see, you know, they have a choice. And for me, if we give voters a real choice, we might give them a real surprise.
Beth Lindstrom, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. Thanks a lot for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you also.